I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on December 3rd, 2019. Mozilla has launched Firefox 71 with far fewer new features than we're used to seeing. Today's release perhaps gives a taste of things to come as Mozilla ramps up the cadence for Firefox towards its new four-weekly cycle, which fully kicks in early next year. Windows users get a new picture-in-picture mode for video playback, but those on other platforms will have to wait for a future release to see this functionality land. But available for all now are improvements to Lockwise, the integrated password manager, and better feedback for the browser's inbuilt tracking protection features. This release also sees Mozilla adding native MP3 decoding to Firefox across all desktop platforms, and finally introducing the full-screen kiosk mode that some enterprise users have been calling for many years. And staying with Firefox for a moment, today also saw a number of reports that anti-malware extensions from Avast and AVG have suddenly disappeared from Mozilla's add-on repository. While there's been no direct confirmation from Mozilla itself, it looks as though the organization pulled the products following research by Vladimir Plant, who found that the extensions were shipping users' browsing history back to Avast's own servers. But even though Mozilla is now preventing downloads of the extensions, as of earlier today, neither Google nor Mozilla had blacklisted them. So if you currently have them installed, you'll need to disable or remove them yourself. The Tails Project has provided an update on its annual fundraiser and set out some goals for next year. The privacy-focused Live Distro has revealed that although its fundraiser has brought in 50,000 euros so far, donations from individuals are down this year, and they'd very much welcome further financial help. And looking forward to what the new year will bring, the Tails team plans to focus on features that they hope will make the distro more accessible to non-technical users. These include producing new outreach materials to explain the benefits of Tails to potentially vulnerable groups, adding full support for systems that feature Secure Boot, and improving and extending the distro's automatic upgrade process. The team behind Elementary OS released version 5.1 of the popular distro today. The release rolls up a number of changes that existing users will have seen over the last few months, but which the project believes are significant enough to warrant a major point release when brought together. There's a new onboarding process to ease users into their first run of Elementary OS, a faster App Center experience, and support for Flatpak is now well integrated throughout the distro. You can hear a much deeper dive into all that's new with Elementary in episode 330 of Linux Unplugged, released later today. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/60. We'll be back tomorrow.